unique offer, visit noblegoldinvestments.com and then call a Noble Gold representative to ask about the shipwreck coins. It's time to tell better stories at your parties by showcasing a one-of-kind coins from collection destined to rise in value. noblegoldinvestments.com. Legacy Box is a super simple mail-in service to have all of your videotapes, camcorder tapes, film reels, and pictures digitally preserved on a thumb drive, DVD, or the cloud. What are your favorite memories with Dad? Learning to ride a bike, camping in Yellowstone, the father-daughter dance at your wedding? Father's Day is fast approaching. What are you getting Dad? What about the gift of memories? I know people that have used Legacy Box, and they talk very highly about it. Didn't take long at all, and they get updates all along the way. Legacy Box helps bring new life to old media by unlocking those trapped family memories and putting them in a modern digital format that's easy to use. Legacy Box is a way for you to easily and affordably digitally preserve your past. You pack and send, their team digitizes everything by hand, and you enjoy. Get back perfectly preserved digital copies on a thumb drive, DVD, or the cloud. Recover your glory days by digitizing these irreplaceable heirlooms with Legacy Box. It's very easy to use, and it's all in America. Get started preserving your family's legacy today. Go to legacybox.com/Kirk to get an incredible 50% off. That's legacybox.com/Kirk, legacybox.com/Kirk.
Do you like taking your car to a shop for maintenance or repairs?
Oh, are you kidding?
Exactly. That's why people all over Las Vegas are using RepairSmith. RepairSmith will do all your car maintenance or repair in your driveway, safely, with no contact.
RepairSmith works on my car at home?
Anything your car needs. Oil change, battery replacement, or brakes, you name it. From regular maintenance to major repairs, RepairSmith will do it all at your home.
What kind of cars?
All of them. RepairSmith has specialists for every make, year, and model of car, foreign or domestic.
Expensive?
No. You'll pay the same you would at a local shop. There's no fee for coming to your house, and you even get a guaranteed quote before you book. No surprises or extra fees.
Life just got a whole lot easier.
To get a free quote or to schedule at-home car repairs, go to RepairSmith.com and enter code RADIO. That's RepairSmith.com, code RADIO. RepairSmith.com, code RADIO.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. A tropical storm, very heavy rain, and more along the Gulf Coast. As forecasters say, much of that region could get up to a foot of rain over the weekend. In the meantime, Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards says he hopes residents have all been vaccinated, all part of the preparations for the hurricane season.
There are three safe and effective vaccines out there. The pandemic is certainly with us, and if you're going to be uprooted and have to shelter for a while, we want you to be prepared and we want you to be safe, and everyone that's going to be sheltering with you to be safe.
In the western United States, they could use some of that rain. Dangerously high temps in at least seven states, ranging from 110 to 122. Yesterday at Death Valley, 128. Also at townhall.com, progressive Democrats appear to be losing their battle against a bipartisan infrastructure compromise. 11 more senators have signed on to the $974 billion plan. Bob Agnew reports.
The big question mark now is whether the compromise can garner enough Republican votes to get past the 60-vote threshold. Democrat co-author Mark Warner of Virginia says, quote, in terms of Republican supporters, I think we're way north of the 11 who are public, and there are many more. Some Republicans refuse to sign on to the smaller infrastructure compromise, saying even it's laden with inefficient spending. Some of the GOP believe passing the smaller bill will prevent Democrats from using infrastructure later this year to justify more than $4 trillion in new spending. Bob Agner reporting.
Investigators trying to determine why a gunman opened fire on vehicles and pedestrians for some 90 minutes across Phoenix last night. One person was killed, 13 injured. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
With a Democratic sweep officially in place, we are now at the mercy of tax and spend economics. Get ready for runaway national debt pushing the further devaluation of the dollar. So if you haven't invested in gold, now is the time to protect your savings. Birch Gold Group is the premier precious metals IRA company in America. With an A-plus BBB rating and thousands of satisfied customers, Birch Gold can help you move an eligible IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by gold. Go to birchgold.com/radio.
I'm Mark Hutchison, founding partner of the law firm of Hutchison & Steffen. We're the Nevada law firm focused on helping businesses do business, especially when governmental obstacles get in the way. As someone who has been heavily involved with state government for many years, I know how government works and doesn't work for business. With so many rules, procedures, and regulations, Nevada businesses are almost certain to become entangled with government at some point. Bottom line, if your business gets caught up in the quagmire of a dispute with government, you can count on Hutchison & Steffen to help you navigate the rules, procedures, and regulations of federal, state, county, or city government. When you have a dispute with the government, we are the go-to firm for Nevada businesses. Whether it's facing the prospect of a proceeding before a board, commission, or agency, or finding yourself in court with the government on the other side, our team will be on your side. Call Hutchison & Steffen, 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com. That's 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com.
It's 3:04. This is your KMZQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. Well, if you've got to get vaccinated for COVID-19, you now have 5 million more reasons to get a shot. Nevada is giving away $5 million in cash, college tuition, and other prizes to encourage people to get the COVID-19 vaccine. The Vax Nevada program joins a number of other programs offered by states to increase vaccination rates. Under the program, on 8 straight Thursdays beginning July 8th, Nevada will hold random drawings with the grand prize of $1 million being awarded on August 26th. The program is funded using federal coronavirus relief money. 51% of Nevada residents 12 and older have gotten at least one COVID-19 shot. Governor Sisolak says he wants to reach 70%. Well, an orange cone alert, the closure of the 95 southbound off-ramp at Casino Center Boulevard has been pushed back by 1 week. The closure was supposed to begin this Monday and run through September 1st, but Nevada transportation officials say that scheduling issues has forced a delay. The nearly three-month closure is part of the 95's more than $38 million rehab project, which goes from Interstate 15 all the way down to Eastern Avenue.
KCQ On-Time Traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Well, we've got some lane restrictions causing some congestion there on the Southern Beltway, 215 westbound at Gibson, 215 westbound at Green Valley. Give yourself some extra time to squeeze through and look for some heavy volumes as well through the resort corridor of the 15 south at Oakey and northbound at Russell.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve. I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It is live and local for a Friday, June 18th. Good to have you with us. It is another scorcher. What was it? Yesterday was like 128 in Death Valley. unbelievable. It is summer, and that means summer vacation for school kids. Although this year it may be a bit different because we've got summer school concerns. We have kids who have been held back, who've been denied promotion, and they're working like crazy to get up to speed. We'll get to Kevin Child in just a minute, the former Clark County School Board trustee. But first, we're going to do something we do every Friday because it's the one day a week where we work hard 4 solid days just to get to the best day of the week.
Oh, man, what day is it?
It's Friday.
Oh, yeah.
Friday. Wall to wall. It's Friday.
Friday.
Wall to wall. It's Friday.
Friday.
What day is it?
Oh, come on, you know better. It is Friday. It is the best day of the week. Oh, yeah. I was at my community pool today, and it was packed with kids who obviously were not taking summer school classes. For them, summer vacation has begun. Joining us now, a guy that probably was not poolside because he works for a living. He is Kevin Child, the former Clark County School Board trustee, and he joins us. Kevin, you staying cool, my friend?
Oh, my gosh, yes, I am. I'm in air conditioning. Thank God for air conditioning. Thank you, Mr. Carrier.
There you go. There you go. I want to ask you, we got to the end of the school year, and you know, we had essentially most of the kids were in brick-and-mortar schools. That's good. Coming in August, and I don't have the date in front of me, but whatever the date is, they will begin in brick-and-mortar schools. What can you tell me about how we ended up and maybe how we're going to be starting in August?
Well, Kevin, thanks for having me on your show. Hey, thank you for the listeners. I just want to tell you about what the end of the school, graduation. It kind of stung a little bit, as we know. You have unsuccessful transfers. You have kids that didn't show up to school. And that's probably about 18% throughout the valley. Is that a hurt, don't it? Yes, it is. It's very bad because there's going to be like 18% of the kids out of that 305,000 kids that didn't graduate. Really sad. So these are the things that we have to pay attention to because who's going to hire these kids? So hopefully we'll have programs for them, which we do at the Clark County School District, which they have adult education, blended learning, online learning, which is really great. So I hope these parents that are, if they're listening to your show, there's a solution to every problem, Kevin.
Does it cost money to do this continuing education?
Zero, nada. You just have to register and be a Nevada citizen, and you can get into adult education, which they have some of the best, which is they'll get their graduation, they'll get their diploma. Which is, guess what? If you have a diploma, you'll make probably 18% more money in your bank account.
Explain how this is going to work now. This is a deal where even though you didn't get your diploma at first, eventually you can?
Absolutely. Even if you're 25 years old or 30, if you never had it, all you have to do is contact the Clark County School District area office or go to ccsd.net. And you go on there, and they'll say adult education, and you can fill out your papers or call in. Don't be shy. Call in, and that way somebody will take your call, and they'll get you right where they need for the right department, Kevin.
I can recall when there was something like 320,000 kids in the Clark County School District. During the pandemic, a lot of these kids just walked away from the district. They did the pods. They did at-home learning, all kinds of different things that had nothing to do with the school district. What happens to those kids? But more importantly, what happens to that money?
Well, the thing is, the money is there still, you hope, and that's what you have to hope for your 7 now sitting trustees, that they're asking the questions that you're asking to people like me that pay attention to the budget. And remember, we just got over $500 million to the budget of the Clark County School District. Kevin, that is amazing. And remember, it came from the Pandemic Relief Fund from Washington, D.C. And I'm hoping that they sit down and they kind of find out where we're going to spend this money. Because, and here's another, the parents need to get involved. you parents that are listening that have kids, you need to start writing down the questions. If you don't know, call somebody. Ask somebody. So, you know, somebody's out there that knows the answer. But you got to pay attention. It's your money, and it goes to your kids.
Let me ask you. Most people I know of don't know who their school board trustee member is. How does somebody just find out? I mean, can you just call the district and say, I live here, and who's my representative?
Yes, they do. They just call the Clark County office, and they'll tell say where I live, my cross streets, or you can go online, ccsd.net, and look it up. They'll put your cross streets on, and they'll tell you one of seven who's in your district, because they have seven trustees.
So what happens early August, when kids are supposed to be back in school? What is the projection now? Will everybody be in a brick-and-mortar school?
Well, opening day is August 9th. August 9th, everybody. So they will all be in a brick-and-mortar school. All kids will be shown. They can show up. And again, register early. Make sure you do all your paperwork and get in there, because, again, August 9th is opening day, Kev.
And what do we know about what's going on behind the scenes? Are we going to see a lot of teacher movement? Are we going to see a lot of student movement around the district? Is there going to be a bunch of that going on over the course of the summer here?
Well, as you know, that we lost a lot of administration people, a lot of principals we lost because they did a buyout. I don't know who approved that, but we lost a lot of great people early, and they retired and they got paid for it. So again, now you have a shortage of principals, and you'll have a shortage of teachers now. So we're going to see how this plays out towards the, you know, I hope they're getting a hold of all this stuff during the summer, because remember, you got summer school still going on right now. I believe it started June 1st to June 18th, and now the next session will be June 21st. To July 9th. Those are the two. They do at credit retrieval schools, where if you're insufficient about your credits, your children or your child can go in there, or the student can get their credits caught up.
So in other words, somebody that didn't qualify to go ahead to third or fourth grade can go to summer school and study up and retroactively kind of get the grade.
Get caught up, correct. So they don't have to be behind. And now, again, it's up to the parent again. They need to pay attention to how their kid's learning. We have to make sure that these kids are getting, you know, their assignments done and getting done. And here's the deal. Talk to the teacher. Call the principal. That's what they're there for, Kevin. If you have any questions, don't ever hesitate to call in, because that's their job. They teach our kids.
Again, Kevin Child joins us, the former Clark County School Board trustee member, and I want to ask you about this summer school thing. Somebody's got to pay the teachers. Where is this money coming from for summer school, this expanded summer school?
Well, as you know, Kevin, they did the COVID relief fund, so the teachers are going to, remember, they're going to get paid three ways, because a lot of them do both of the credit retrieval. Those are two different classes. And then the third one is ESY. That means extended school year. So that'll start, I believe, in June 1st. So your kids in elementary school will be able to have an extended days of learning for a period of time. And remember, that's three cycles for these teachers to get paid. They're seeing big bonus checks in that. And remember, they're going to go back to school. Of course, they won't have any rest. They're going to go right into August 9th. So I'm afraid that, I hope not, that our teachers don't have burnout. I mean, they've got to be rested too. And remember, with a shortage of teachers, and the teachers are going out after that paycheck, it's not about the money all the time, it's about the kids.
Let me just ask you, and this summer school thing intrigues me, but I've talked to a number of teachers who say they really do need the summer off, and especially after all of the drama involved with distance learning, and, you know, some folks being in distance learning and in classroom education. Can you talk a little bit about what you know of teachers and their needs during summer?
Well, as you know, that there's hardworking teachers and they care about the students. And they're they want to make sure their students succeed. I know if I was a teacher, I'd want to do the same thing. But sometimes, like you said, if you work too much and you're chasing the almighty dollar, are you doing a disservice to yourself or the child? So these are the things we've got to pay attention to, and I hope we have counselors and starting talking to our teachers because, again, they're under physically and emotional stuff. They just went through a pandemic. We all have. We've all suffered something, loss of life, you know, loss of a student, grades, your own personal life that you couldn't pay a bill. So remember, we're just coming out of this, and we need to start paying attention psychologically to everybody in the school district and our community.
More coming up with Kevin Child. We'll take a look back, but we'll also take a look ahead as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
On air, online, or on demand, take AM 670 KMZQ with you wherever you go. Download the SimpleRadio.com app and make us your favorite today.
What's a financial fill-up in retirement? Here's Coach Pete to tell you more.
The sound effect? Wait, we used to hear that when you pull into the gas pump, but a financial fill-up is a way where you take that lump sum that you've built up for retirement, but you have no idea what kind of income you can get from it, and you translate it to a lifetime monthly income once you reach retirement that you can never outlive every single month.
Every single month.
You get another check.
Call 888-702-8898 or text VEGAS to 888-702-8898. Call or text the word VEGAS to 888-702-8898.
It's finally happened. We're finally free. Hey, Kevin Wall here, and my friends at Ichabod's Lounge are at 100% capacity with the same old Vegas atmosphere customers have come to expect for more than three decades. Ichabod's, even after a pandemic, it's still one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers and now super serving mask-free. Ichabod's Lounge features an incredible menu, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And at Ichabod's Lounge, their kitchen is open 24/7 for you late-night foodies. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar. I just love it. You want to win? You want to celebrate our freedom? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas at our new location, 6425 Roy Horn Way on the south side of the 215 just west of Jones.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
Hi, I'm Dr. Gordon Christensen, and if you're a dentist as I am, or you know a dentist, please take a moment to listen. When I became a dentist, I learned how quickly poor oral health can lead to other serious health problems. And for people without access to care, these problems can spiral very quickly. I wanted to help, but I wasn't sure how I could until I joined Dental Lifeline Network. It's a nonprofit that has helped us literally change the lives of people in our communities. DLN asks dentists to volunteer to see just one of the many patients in need in your area. It's very simple. DLN plan screens those in need and coordinates an initial appointment that takes place in the comfort of the dentist's own office and on their schedule. Right now, there's a wait list for patients in need in your community. I'm asking fellow dentists who will join me in seeing one patient per year.
Learn more about Dental Lifeline Network at willyouseeone.org. That's willyouseeone.org.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us. Joining us, of course, as he does on a regular basis, our go-to guy when it comes to education of your children, Kevin Child, former Clark County School Board trustee. He joins us, and I know you kind of touched on it. I want to ask you about teacher shortages. I don't know what it is about our school district, Clark County School District, that lends itself to teacher shortages. I mean, I've seen where they have 900 shortages, 1,000. I mean, it's scary a little bit. What is it about our district that lends itself to these shortages? For instance, do they have similar shortages in Utah or Arizona?
Well, all across the nation, Kevin, we have teacher shortages because, again, why would you want to spend $50,000-$60,000 on your education to get a salary of about $42,000? This is when lies the problem of not getting good teachers, if their salary. I know people say, well, the teachers get paid too much. But if you have a bill that you just, went out and got your bachelor's degree, your master's degree, and you spend $60,000-$70,000 to get a $50,000 job, does that make sense? I don't think I'd want to. I'd want to get a $100,000 job if I went through college and spent that much money. But again, I always talk about higher ed, is I believe higher ed's broken. I don't think you should have to have a bachelor's or master's to become a teacher. I think it should be you get an associate of arts degree and you go in and be a teacher's assistant to become a teacher. They make it a lot easier, and that way they have less debt and they'll want to be a teacher and they'll want to serve their kids in their community.
Let me just ask you, though, if I'm a big fan of James Guthrie, the guy that created this thing where we would take selected teachers in each school and pay them each, $150,000, and we'd bring in the creme de la creme from MIT and different colleges, and we'd hire them on the spot for lots of money. Could we do that? Could we do something like that?
Well, it's the money aspect of it. Can you afford it? Will the taxpayers go for it? But you have to have results. I mean, I want to see results. If you're going to use my money, my taxpayers' dollars, I want to make sure that you guys are going to use it appropriately, and you're going to teach the kids to be smart. Let's face it, Kevin, they're not right now. And just like, people, they want to go after the cops, and they say there's bad cops. Well, they got bad teachers also. We've got to learn how to weed those bad teachers out. But then you've got the unions, everybody complains about the police unions. Well, what about the teachers' unions? These guys got to stop. Remember, they held kids hostage over the summertime, or over the educational season. And look at some of the places. Some of these kids didn't even get any school whatsoever, face-to-face learning, while other states were open, like Texas, Florida, It was really shameful that what California did to those kids. At least we had a decent system here in Las Vegas. I think the kids should have been way back in school right after the Christmas holiday. But again, wasn't sitting on the board. You have to have a voice, and they wouldn't let anybody in the building to talk to the school board trustees. So, I mean, now we have to start where we need to start right now. We've got to make sure these kids are learning and that money goes to the right place.
Well, for instance, we've got what I'm hearing is we've got a ton of dough, like $500 million, that's coming into education, and I keep asking the question: is any of that money going to reach the classroom?
It should all, because by AB 469, the money follows the student. So all that money, and they have to have, they call them strategic budgets. Each school out of the 378 schools we have in the Clark County School District, they have the budgets where those, if there's 500 kids at that school, each kid is worth, right now, I think it's $9,215 per student. You take 80% of that, that goes into the school of a child, and the other 80% goes into central office. And that's state law, Kevin.
Let me just ask you, you know, we keep, you asked the question about, are our kids learning and are they advancing?